You got the touch. I'm Stan Bush, and I dare you to listen to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike.
Listening to All Things Transformers, recorded Tuesday, June 30th, 2009.
My name is Optimus Prime. We are autonomous robotic organisms from the planet Cybertron. There's more to them than meets the eye.
Hello, and you're listening to All Things Transformers. This is also the third edition within the last 2 weeks. I'm your host, Steve/Megatron, and joining me as always is...
TFG1 Mike. And I would like to mention about that comment that you just made that... The Geekcast Radio one, we can't really do a 20-minute episode on Epic Geek Topics early in the morning. That has to be saved for a time where you actually have time to actually discuss something and not be rushed. And obviously TFG1 doesn't apply, and none of the other shows apply, so it has to go here. Sorry, it's just the default.
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically, I just came up with this off the top of my head before we started recording this morning. One of the news items on TFW says, as of yesterday, Revenge of the Fallen, worst reviewed $400 million hit ever. After just 5 days, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen is halfway to $400 million domestically. A box office milestone only 8 other movies have reached. If it climbs that high, the Transformers sequel will be by far the worst-reviewed movie ever to make $400 million club. Critics and mainstream crowds often disagree, but Revenge of the Fallen sets new standard for the gulf between what reviewers and mass audiences like. According to Paramount's exit polls, 91% of the audience thought the sequel was as good or better than the first Transformers, which received far better reviews. Most of Hollywood's all-time biggest hits are accompanied by either good or at least passable reviews, and some can be among the year's most acclaimed, such as this year's Up and Star Trek, and last year's Dark Knight, Wall-E, and Iron Man. Not so for the new Transformers. On RottenTomatoes.com, a website that compiles critics' opinions, the sequel only had 38 positive reviews out of 187. Holy shit.
Yeah,
that's horrible. A lowly 20% rating, usually reserved for box office duds. In reading that, I said, okay, well, I'm gonna go to IMDb and I'm gonna look up Michael Bay's what films he has been in charge of, what major films he has directed since the first real major one. Is Bad Boys in 1995, and then you had The Rock in 96, Armageddon in 98, Pearl Harbor in 2001, Bad Boys 2, The Island, and then, of course, Transformers, and then the sequel, Revenge of the Fallen. So, okay, I understand that Revenge of the Fallen does not have a good story whatsoever. I completely agree with that. You know, they're just...
Well, it's not so much that it doesn't have a good story, it's just that some of it is kind of retarded how it comes out because It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, exactly. But my point is, especially for us who are Transformers fans, you're going to go see a Transformers movie for giant fucking robots shooting stuff and explosions. You're not going to go for, you know, a quote-unquote... love story with a character that's not even named the right name and with some hot chick who turns into a robot anyway.
Yeah.
If you look at Bay's previous works, everybody should know what to expect from a Michael Bay film. So there should be no, I mean, okay, fine. You want to do a bad review of the movie? That's fine. That's up to them. That's their opinion. I get that. But I don't think it should be bashed like it is. I mean, hell, like the article said, it's making money. I mean, people are going to see this two or three or four times, you know, within a week. I know my buddy Optimus Scourge, he saw it like two or three times the first week it came out. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so what's the big fucking deal? I mean, you know, it's like, you know, I kept saying before the movie even came out, I kept saying I don't want to hear anything else about this negativity or, you know, all these, you know, assumptions and whatever else. And then obviously Transformers 3 talks are starting up before the second one even came out. The same thing applies to this. It's already out. Okay, cool. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. You don't have to go see it. I mean,
exactly.
You know, as Transformers fans, I think a Transformers fan should go see it at least once in the theater. I mean, you don't have to go to fucking IMAX. There's no additional footage. You don't have to spend the extra money to go to an IMAX showing.
Well, even if there was additional footage, let's just say, you really don't need to go do it anyhow.
Yeah.
I mean, you can save the money. I saved the money and just, you know, seen it in regular theater, and I was perfectly fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I saw it in regular theater. I you know, it was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know, if there was to be extra footage or whatever else, that's what DVDs are for. I mean, that's what deleted scenes and DVDs and extra footage and two-disc editions, that's what all that shit's for. You know, supposedly, you're supposed to be able to go to a movie theater and watch a movie, you know, and not have to worry about which version of the movie you want to go see in the movie theater. That's stuff that you have to worry about later down the line when you want to buy a DVD. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. I just don't know. And it's just pissing me off. Just like all the false rumors and all the speculation on the twins and everything else. And I understand the people, you know, that people will dislike the twins. I mean, I dislike the idea of them just because they were a Bayformer. They weren't something that came from, I mean, yeah, we did have a Skids in G1, or there was
a
Skid. I'm pretty
sure there might be a Mudflap too.
Not in G1, I don't think. But I mean, you know, that's beside the point. The point is Bay added those in because he wanted to supposedly add something to it or have it make an impact, and really all it's going to do is piss a lot of people off, which is fine. I mean, you know, people can be pissed off about a movie, but don't go bashing the whole movie just on two characters.
Yeah.
I don't know. People just piss me off sometimes. I don't know. So what else is going on with you, seeing as how we've kind of gotten the discussion out of the way?
Not really a whole hell of a lot. Just trying to do a little bit more networking with Geekcast and, for the most part, just editing shows and...
Yes.
Being tired and... Getting tired of working my jobs and wanting a real job.
Yeah. Well, maybe something will come next week.
One could hope.
Yes, one could hope a whole hell of a lot.
Because,
yeah.
The job I'm working now is quite discouraging.
Wait, which one?
Well, either one, but at least the one I can be online.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Whereas the other one, I'm stuck in a restaurant full of evil people.
Could those be the customers or the employees?
Depends on the day.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, jeez. Yeah, but I mean, you know... there have been worse films. I'm sorry. There have been worse films than this sequel. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get how somebody can bash a movie that, first of all, it's, even though it's not directly aimed at a certain fandom, it is. Even though Michael Bay put his own stamp on it, it's still a Transformers movie. Same thing with the first one. You know, it's a Transformers film franchise. It's not like, you know, it's not like somebody, you know, some amateurish AMV person, you know, made the movie or anything like that. I mean, it's big stuff that's in these movies. It's big special effects and everything else. You know, and that's what it's meant to be. It's not meant to have a decent story. I mean, the stories are decent within them, but they're not the best stories. They don't flow, you know, like you said, that they don't flow as well as they could.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
I just try and enjoy the show the best I can.
Oh yeah. I mean, there was a lot of times where I was laughing or you know.
There were a lot of times I was liking the movie. It's just I did dislike the characters. And no, I don't seem as racist like all these people are throwing a tantrum over. People just need to grow up. It's just, you know, the way modern stuff is. But
yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, as much as I don't like it, that's just how shit is now.
Yeah.
So you either gotta, you know, deal with it or just not watch it.
And I mean, like I said before, I think after they got their heads knocked together by Bumblebee, they kind of got some sense knocked into them, because they weren't so bad after that. Of course, the only thing they did after that was go try to stop Devastator. And his giant swinging balls. God. That's the other thing. You know, in between supposedly assuming Michael Bay is trying to, I'm putting this in like air quotes, you know, supposedly trying to be racist with the twins and then having, you know, giant fucking Decepticon balls on Devastator. I think those are the two main things that people are pissed about.
I was pissed about the balls, and I was pissed about the twins, and I didn't like the roommate. Basically a lot of shit I didn't like in the movie.
Yeah.
So I don't have a clue.
Yeah, you know.
But overall, it was a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, on a whole, I mean, you only see the balls, like, for 2.5 seconds for the most part. I mean, it's not like they're there for, like, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, you know. And even if they are, I saw them, I kind of, like, chuckled and, like, oh, you know, kind of, like, rolled my eyes or whatever. And then, you know, it went on to the next scene. Michael said he went to see it in IMAX, and he goes, yeah, I didn't need to see Simmons's ass on an IMAX screen.
Yeah, I forgot that was in there.
Yeah, I did too, until he mentioned it last night when we recorded episode 21 of the TFG1 podcast. Oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the movie is what it is. I mean, I don't think it could have been any different. If it could have been, I don't think it would have been as action-packed as it was. And, you know, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. If you want an action, you know, summer blockbuster film, you're going to go see this, regardless of if you're a Transformers fan or not. Because it's pretty much the only action film, other than Star Trek, it's the only action film that's coming out this year.
Well, Terminator came out too.
Yeah, but Terminator sucks, so.
Yeah. I didn't care to see that either.
I mean, you know, big budget, you know, big fandom type things. And I understand Terminator has has a great following, and that's fine. But T2 is still the best. You know, the first two, Terminator and T2, are still the best ones. You know, but I mean, if you look at the schedule that's out, or you know, if you find somewhere like on IMDb or whatever where you can see all of the movies that are coming out between now and December 31st, as far as big budget action films, Transformers and Star Trek, that's it.
Yeah, and especially by the same company.
Yeah, that's true too.
I mean, G.I. Joe is another one, but I don't consider that one a hit. I consider that one a
dud.
Yes.
You know, G.I. Joe, I saw the trailer when I went to see Transformers 2, and first of all, I don't think Duke's in it. Second of all...
No, Duke's in it.
Oh, is he? Oh, I didn't... Well, if I don't hear the name, you know... That's the other thing. When you go to movie theater... Well, I mean... Especially my theater that's obviously 2 hours away from me as far as going to the bus, especially the theater here, it's advertisements everywhere. You know, you go in, you know, like, say 5 or 10 minutes early, you have, like, either music or you have an on-screen slides thing with some host and trivia and all that shit. And then he's like, okay, well, we'll see you next time. The thing starts up, normally... Not actually, this time it didn't happen when I went to go see Transformers, but last time when I went to go see Fast and the Furious, there's like 7 ads from television stations. Like ABC, NBC, you know, TNT, crap like that, advertised on a fucking movie theater screen. You know, I understand advertising is big bucks. That's fine. But I just want, like, between 3 and 5 previews, and then I want my fucking movie. I don't give a shit about the ads.
Yeah. I do agree with you there.
Yeah, I know this is probably going to be a short ATTF. I don't think there really is anything else going on in Transformers world. Other than, you know, obviously the hype or the negative hype about the film. I still haven't, I may go Wednesday and get either the prequel novel or the movie novelization. I haven't decided yet. Actually, I have to go pay bills Wednesday. Yes, fun. As far as GeekCast, we are blasting off. I almost fell out of my chair. I think it was Saturday or Sunday. It might have been Friday night last week because I realized that now, well, as of this recording, M-Wire is like a week and a half away. As of Saturday, it'll be 1 week until it premieres, and I'm like, oh shit, I haven't done any fucking work on it whatsoever. Oh shit, I gotta get working. So yeah, I gotta start watching the films again. I gotta start doing the write-up, just general notes, what I liked, what I didn't like. And I don't think some of the films that we do on M-Wire are gonna need massive notes sometimes, but Back to the Future... Once you watch the film, you can pretty much retain what you saw, for the most part. I mean, some films for me that I watch, you know, some DVDs, like, oh, okay. I liked it as I'm watching it, and, you know, 2 or 3 days later, I'm like, oh, what the fuck happened? It was like, you know, it's like when I left the movie theater last Thursday, and I got so stressed out about how the hell I'm going to get home, I nearly forgot everything I just saw at the movies. And that's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that you want to bring up?
Not really. Other than if anybody would like to advertise with us or cross-promote, we are open to that. You can send those requests to steve@geekcastradio.com.
Yes. I would like to bring up our releases last week and this week, which everybody pretty much knows already, but last week we had ATTF 26 and 27. We had Tooncast Episode 4, Voltron, Lion Force. We had TFG 1 Episode 20. And this week we're going to have, obviously, this is ATTF Episode 28. And then we're going to have Tooncast Episode 5, Toycast Episode 4. Actually, Toycast, I'm going to be recording tomorrow night with PA and Optimus Scourge and I think General Techno, and we're going to reveal the winner of the first ever GeekCastRadio.com contest. I believe we had 7 or 8 entries. I don't know. I'd have to go back through the emails. And I'm just going to write them. I'm just going to write the names down on pieces of paper, put it in a hat, get up, and just draw a name out of the correct answered winners, or out of the correct answers that I got. So I think it's more fair that way, and I've said that before. And then TFG 121 and will be Friday, and then Tooncast Episode 5 will be tomorrow, where we talked about Thundercats. So, yeah, that's pretty much all that's going on with us.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so I guess this is TFG1 Mike signing out.
And this is Steve/Megatron.
Yes, and I figured I'd throw this in here for you.
They simply don't make terrorists like they used to. Cobra!
I'll be listening to All Things Transformers till all are one. This is Stan Bush signing off.
This week on Tooncast, you will hear myself, TFG and Mike, with my co-hosts Kevin, Boss K Dog, and Dion the Music Man discuss Thundercats. That's right, Tooncast travels back to 1985 this week, and we discuss all things Thundercats, from the Sword of Omens and the Eye of Thundera to Jaga, Lion-O, Panthro, Mumra, Chitara, holy crap, and more. So please tune in to Tooncast Episode 5, Thundercats. Oh!
Fate rarely calls upon us at a moment of our choosing.